President Trump says he plans to impose a 25% tariff on imported steel and a 10% tariff on imported aluminum. That move is expected to come next week. The administration says the tariffs are designed to boost America's steel and aluminum industries. With me via Skype to talk more about this is Katie Russ. She's an associate professor of economics at UC Davis and worked for the Council of Economic Advisors in the Obama administration. And Katie, some observers have said this move basically amounts to President Trump declaring a trade war. Do you agree with that assessment?
Absolutely. So a number of countries have already begun preparing retaliatory measures. So China has threatened to levy tariffs on soybeans. They're our number one market for soybean exports, for instance. Other countries are talking about Kentucky bourbon under the Bush steel safeguard tariffs. Citrus was a popular target for retaliatory tariffs because people wanted to hit Florida, you know, when Jeb Bush was governor. So yeah, absolutely. I think this will be the beginning. The EU has been making really ominous, sort of cloudy statements about how they will take it if the US levies national security-based tariffs for imported steel.
President Trump obviously campaigned on bringing back a lot of jobs in the steel industry, in some of those industries that have been struggling recently. Do you think a move like this in any way helps achieve that goal?
Unfortunately not. Raising the price of steel will certainly be good for the steel industry. Whether or not it brings back jobs is a completely different question. What we've seen is enormous advances in technology in the steel sector. And so when we increase steel production in the United States, it does not necessarily mean that we're increasing steel jobs anymore. Output per worker keeps increasing while employment keeps falling.
So we could be producing more steel without actually having more people doing it.
Absolutely. And that's what you see if you compare the numbers between 1962 and 2015. Then an economist at Princeton, Jan de Locker and a co-author, they've actually shown that that's the case.
What is the state right now of the American steel industry? How much are we producing? How much maybe do we want to be producing?
So we're producing about 88 million tons a year. We consume about 100 million tons a year. As far as the world scale, that makes us much smaller than, say, China, who produces half of the world's steel, more on par with maybe Japan or India.
Are we still using as much steel and aluminum as we have in the past?
So steel's an interesting case. As we move toward more energy efficient cars, for instance, then we need lighter products. So we substitute away from steel toward lighter products like aluminum, like plastics, these kinds of things. So really the demand for steel is shifting. What we see, though, is that countries are not wanting to let go of capacity to produce steel. And we actually see quite a bit of expansion of capacity, especially in the developing world, in non-OECD countries.
This move that President Trump has said he's going to make, of course, comes in the midst of the renegotiation of NAFTA, the North American Free Trade Agreement. I'm wondering what kind of impact this decision might have on that, especially with our neighbors to the north and south.
President Trump made a very clear statement that he wants these tariffs to apply to all countries. The Bush steel safeguards exempted Canada and Mexico. We can expect our NAFTA neighbors to be this is a really inflammatory move toward them. If you wanted to start torpedoing the NAFTA talks, this would be the perfect thing to do.
Do you think this could ultimately torpedo those talks?
I hope not. I hope it's not the case. I hope somehow cooler heads prevail. The president hasn't actually put these tariffs into force yet. From what I'm reading, it looks like he's saying he will approve them next week. So there may still be a little wiggle room in there. The Secretary of Defense, Secretary Mattis, he actually wrote in a letter to the Secretary of Commerce, Ross, who had recommended these tariffs. Secretary of Defense said he was extremely gravely concerned about the impact that this kind of tariff applied across the board could have on our key allies, and that he would be more in favor of much more targeted, refined tariffs. I think the Bush administration found that was the route that they needed to go as well. So it's not just Canada and Mexico, but this could blow up a lot of different relationships, including even with say Europe. This global overcapacity in steel production, it is a multilateral problem. We as the US are too small as consumers in the global steel market for any kind of unilateral move like this, a unilateral tariff, to have an effect on steel production in the rest of the world. This unilateral move, it's really more for domestic politics. This isn't going to solve the steel problem. What could solve the steel problem is continuing multilateral efforts and doing whatever we can to ramp those up. Unfortunately, what we've done is withdraw more from those multilateral efforts.
Katie Russ is an associate professor of economics at UC Davis. She also worked for the Council of Economic Advisors during the Obama administration. Katie, thanks a lot for your time. I appreciate it.
Oh, it's my pleasure.